Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Lord, I've been
free,
delivered, and in your presence, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be. Lord, we thank you that you better change us. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name. Welcome, everybody, to midweek service. We thank God for you. We thank God that it's here today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Pastor Tawanika Manning. Hallelujah.
Yes, and I'm Pastor Doris. Amen.
Welcome, everybody, to midweek service. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Everybody that's here today, welcome, welcome, welcome. If it's your first time being here with us in midweek service, we want to personally welcome you today. Hallelujah. Here today, me and my husband, if you press one right now, we want to personally welcome you. We want to pray for you and pray with you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is Thursday. We're over the hump, so it's Thursday.
Right. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
You shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Hallelujah.
He is more than worthy to be praised.
Amen. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you know that he's more than worthy to be praised? Hallelujah. With all that he's already done, what he's doing right now, that he kept you all day until this time, we thank God. Hallelujah. There are so many people that started out this day that did not see it through. So we thank God right now that we're still here.
Right.
And it's God that has kept us and saved us. Anybody that traveled on the road today, hallelujah, know that God kept you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That he blessed you and you're going and coming on today, that you're back home safe. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. You see, a lot of times we take those things for granted, that our loved ones leave home and that they're going to come back. Hallelujah. But we understand that somebody left home and didn't come back.
Didn't come back. That's right. My Lord, my God. And we thank God for us enjoying this wonderful day that God has made. And being amongst the land of the living.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anybody that's amongst the land of the living.
Jesus.
Has experienced the salvation of God. Long life. Salvation. So that's why. Even just for that. That's why we say.
Jesus.
He is more than worthy to be praised.
Amen.
That this is the day that he has made.
Yes, God.
Yes. So we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
For counting us worthy.
Yes, God. One more time.
You didn't have to do it, but you did.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. One more time. We can't thank him enough. And we just say thank you, Father God. We thank you. We love you. You are. That song said something to me. I can't go back. I won't go back.
Yes.
To the way things used to be.
Uh-huh.
Because God has changed me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for change.
Don't that make you just, that just make you feel, that just makes you act, that just makes you walk in, favor, just make you walk in faith because you were who you used to be.
My God.
Remember who you used to be.
My God.
But when God, hallelujah, when he stepped in,
God, oh my,
and turned that thing around.
Amen.
And he changed you from the inside out.
Jesus.
Oh, that's the last thing that you would want to do is try to go back to the way you used to be.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, you got to create the care of your life and you got to walk in it.
Yes.
You got to walk in your newness, honestly, because some people have went back.
All the days of your life, walk
in it. Hold on to it.
You know, God didn't stop right there. He ain't just make you new just for that one day.
Jesus.
He gave you the opportunity to be new every day.
Hallelujah. That's how it's a new grace. Hallelujah.
Every day.
To restore. He said, the Bible said, do not be conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewal of your mind. So every day, walk in your newness.
Hallelujah.
Newness of life. Every day, you have a new life.
We're going to mess around and preach something differently. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us pray, everyone. Let's get ready for midweek service. Open up the channels of our spirit, Father God, and let us receive. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for everyone that's on the line today, Father God, for midweek service. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name as we believe, Father God, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit to receive all that you have for us to receive right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come surrendering all over to you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we come casting all our cares and fears over to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pick up peace. We pick up our newness of life right now. We receive our healing right
yes,
now
Lord,
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. of never. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of his name, victory over our life right now, victory over our children, victory over our finances, victory over our health and strength, victory over our protection right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of never. And Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, the living God, to have your way in us. Have your way in this service of today. Oh, Lord, have your way in our homes of today. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, those that believe in you, hallelujah, we give it all over to you, Father God. We give our ears to you. We give our eyes to you. We give our mouth to you. We give our hands and feet to you. Lord, use us mighty in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, oh Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are our God. We exalt your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. We give you thanks. Hallelujah to your name, oh God. We bless your holy name. For you have won us one transformed long ago with perfect faithfulness according to Isaiah 25:1. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our strength and our song, and you have become our salvation. Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. You are our God, and we exalt you according to Exodus 15:2-3. Thank you, Lord, that our mouth will speak the praise of our Lord, our God. Our flesh will bless your holy name forever and ever according to Psalm 145:21. I was so glad when they said unto me, Father God, let us go in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. For your mighty and strong, oh God. And we just want to say thank you that you're always near and dear to us. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Praise be to your glorious name forever, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, we just
thank
come,
you, Lord,
and we come praying with a heart of thanksgiving on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. And may the whole earth be filled with your glory according to Psalm 6:72-19. The Lord lives, praise be to our rock. Exalted be God, our Savior. Hallelujah, according to Psalm 18:46. Thank you, Lord God, that we will praise you from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we praise you, Lord. We love you. We give it all over to you right now. It is in Jesus' name. We pray to God, be the glory, hallelujah. We come against every hindering spirit on the line right now, every unteachable spirit, every fighting spirit, every spirit of pride, disbelief, every warring spirit, hallelujah, every spirit of oppression and depression, every spirit of anxiety, every spirit operating on this outside the Holy Spirit. We command you to cease your works and come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
In the name of Jesus.
Right now, that we are successful in the morning of today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we ask that you allow the scripture and the teaching of today to take root and manifest in us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for divine direction and instructions, oh God, for all that believe and trust in you to follow and be obedient to your will and prayer. So, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, let thy will be done. Hallelujah. Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, let us receive our daily bread right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of never in the power of his name that we are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. That we are blessed and we can never become
hallelujah.
That we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but save. And with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, my God, we thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. We love you. We love you. Oh, Lord, more of you and less of ourselves. Lord, give us you. Everything else can wait. At this time, you all, we're going to have our scripture reading from our very old Evangelist Kimberly Relford. God bless you, sister. Go ahead.
Amen. 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 Give it unto God, to the pastors. God bless you both. And to everyone that's assembled today and who are listening, I'm going to be coming from Philippians 4, starting at verse 8. I'm just only going to read verse 8.
Amen.
Philippians 4 and 8. Okay? And this is from the King. Okay, it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. And I just heard you in a prayer when you said he'll keep us in perfect peace when we keep our minds stayed on him. And one thing about the world The world tries to inundate our minds with all kinds of negativity and hatred and evil and all the things that will take our mind off of these wonderful things that are mentioned here in Philippians 4 and 8. So whenever you find that your mind is wandering and you can't seem to find your peace and your joy, go ahead and revisit this scripture, Philippians 4 and 8, and that'll tell you exactly the things that you need to keep your mind on so that you can be in perfect peace. So I pray that this scripture is a blessing to you like it is to me, and may God add a blessing to the reader, hearer, and the doers of his holy word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that scripture. Evangelist Kimberly Redford, we thank God for you. God bless you. God keep you. At this time, we're going to have a music selection, and then we'll be back here for our message preached by the Mannings, Pastor Manning. Can we say that? God bless you.
Amen.
Stay right there.
Jesus.
Thank you,
I know
Jesus.
That he is able.
I know that he is able. Lord.
And you know, I can't find any words to say. You know what I'll say? Hey, hey, hey.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, unspeakable joy, joy. It is my prayer that everyone today on the line receive joy, unspeakable joy, the joy only the Lord can give, amen, unspeakable joy, hallelujah. With joy, hallelujah. I have joy in my soul, hallelujah, because I can't get enough of the things of God. I'm just so excited what God is doing in the life of the believer, amen. Miracle signs and wonders are taking place right now, hallelujah. Receive the joy, everybody, joy, 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 unspeakable joy. At this time, we are the part of service for the message, amen. I'm excited about the message that's going to go forward today, hallelujah, as we're talking about today. We are one, hallelujah, in unity, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for this time that you've allowed us one more time to come together to achieve in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, as we come together right now, God, we ask that you increase our faith right now so that we can receive every word that will go forward, Lord God, and that we will be able to apply to our daily lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, I ask right now that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now. According to Isaiah 60 and 2, we ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. Oh, come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of our lives right now. We give it to you for eternity, me and my husband, and we ask you, Lord, to bind all that we are to all that you are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, extend yourself through us right now in all areas of our life fully and completely, that we be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. As you have called us ministers of yours, oh God. Oh Lord, set us a fire with your Holy Ghost right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Holy Spirit, go before us right now, preparing the word to be delivered that all will be able to receive. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decrease right now so that you may have all the increase in us, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare you to be on the throne of our life and over in all areas of our life. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of our faith in all, through all, and above all of our lives. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let thy kingdom come right now, and let your will be done here in service. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Half the door say amen is going to take off running. He's going to be the scratch leg of this message today. Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Well, welcome everyone to a Thursday night service. You know, this is our time to be able to see God, you know, doing his best, see God at his best, you know, in the word of God. And we thank you, Father, for giving us your best and for showing us your best and also showing us how to do the same. So what we're talking about tonight, everyone, is we are one. Now, we have to realize that every single being, is connected to every single being in some type of way. We are one in the body of Christ. Now, there is actually a law. There's a law that governs what I'm telling you right now. And this law is called the law of divine oneness. the law of divine oneness. And this law, it states that we are all connected through creation. Everybody that's created, we are connected through creation. Every single atom inside of you is connected in some way, shape, or form. Now, this is not a anatomy or genealogical, however you say that word. It's not really about that, but we are all one, and there's a law that governs that that says that every single thing that I say, it affects you. Every single thing that you say, it affects me, because we all are in the universe. You know, this is just not something that you can just try to say, okay, I can say what I want to say, or I can do what I want to do. No, we all are connected. You know, we all are one. We all are one. Now, this morning when I got up, you know, there was a song that was on my heart. It was a song that's sung by the songwriter Hezekiah Walker. It says, I need you and you need me. We all are part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. We are all a part of God's body. It's God's will. It's his will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. So while I was singing that song, you know, I had some revelation this morning. It took me right over here to scripture. It took me over here to scripture. So if you have your Bibles, I want to show you, you know, how we all connected as one. And it's going to be spoken straight from the mouth of Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles, you know, go with me over here to the book of John. John, we'll start here at John chapter 13. We'll start here at John chapter 13. And I think I'll start right here at verse 34, you know, just for time's sake. We'll start right here at verse 34. And this is Jesus speaking. You know, Jesus says right here in John chapter 13 and 34, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, so that you also love one another. Now, I've read this scripture. I've had so many different messages that came from this scripture, and yet, but now here it is, you know, it's 2021, and God gave me a new revelation of what he was trying to tell me about, you know, all of us being one. Now, Jesus Christ, he knew that in order for us to be able to see, you know, God at his best is through love. He knew that. You know, that love, you know, we know about the power of love. We know how when one person come to another person that maybe not feeling loved or maybe feeling, you know, loveless, and you just begin to love on that person, you know, how their spirit change, their feelings change, their emotions change. You know, every single thing about them, it begin to change because they are experiencing love, and they are experiencing love through you. But had you not had loved on that person, would they had experienced love at that particular time? They probably wouldn't have. They'd probably be feeling the opposite of love. So right here, this is what Jesus was saying right here to his disciples, a new commandment. Not no, I do this here sometimes. A new commandment that I give you, that you love one another just as I love you, you know, love you one another. And 35 says right here, this is Jesus still speaking here, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, and if you have love one another. Jesus said everyone would know that you are my disciples when you have love one another. Now, I want to show you this right here, you know, how this relates to, you know, all of us being as one. Now, I told you what that law was, the law of divine oneness. I told you that everyone is connected to everyone in the universe. So because we have kept this commandment to love everyone, to love everyone, not just some, but to love everyone, because we have kept this commandment, that means that this love that we have, it has been transferred from person to person. So that means that we are connected in this way. We are connected in love. But if you do just the opposite, if you, knowing that you are connected with someone, but you're hating them, you know, you're still connected with them. You know, they can also feel the hate. So you still are connected with them. But this is not what God has for you. You know, we are all one. And God's intent is for us to love one another. That's his very intent, for us to love one another. So we are all one in the body of Christ. Now, according to what John chapter 14, John chapter 14 and 13 and 14, I want to show you something. I got a little revelation from this morning as well. Now, this song that this psalmist had wrote, you know, I need you and you need me. Well, actually, I found this in scripture, and right here in John chapter 13 and 14, it reads here, this is Jesus speaking, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, that I will do. Now, what Jesus was saying to his disciples right here, what he was saying was for you to love one another and for you to come together in love and asking all things in my name, asking all things. And he said, I would do it. He said, I would do it. And this is the will of God for your life. The will of God for your life is to love not just those ones that love you, but also love those ones that don't love you. Also love your enemy. Over here in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 44, he even says it right here. It says, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Love is for every single one. Love is for every single one. Every single one that's in the body of Christ, every single one that's not in the body. God wants us to experience his love. He wants every single one that has been created to experience his love. And he wants you to be able to experience his love and give his love to one another as well. John chapter 14, verses 15 says, if you love me, then keep my commandments. How many of us know that there has been times in our life where there's been some people, you know, that we just, I'm not going to love you because you hating on me. And because you hating on me, I'm gonna hate on you. I'm not going to do anything for you because you're not doing anything for me. The only thing that you're doing for me is just tearing me down. But according to what scripture says, hallelujah, I have to eat this for myself. According to what scripture says, Jesus says, if you love me, then you keep my commandments. He said for you to love anyhow, to love, even love your enemy, for you to love them anyhow. Well, that's one of the hardest things that I've ever had to do is love someone that is trying to destroy me because they're an enemy. They're trying to destroy me. But guess what? We still are all one in the body of Christ. I really believe that anyone that has something special like this gift or this power of love, and you come into the presence of someone that maybe have not experienced love, or maybe you came into the presence of someone, you know, that's looking for love or searching for love but have not got it yet, I believe it's right there in that particular place where you even form enemies in the first place. I really do believe that, and I'm just speaking that, you know, just from some life experiences, you know, gaining enemies that I didn't even never ask for. And all the thing that I did was just be kind and courteous, you know, and giving and, you know, just loving on them just for no reason. But sometimes, you know, when a person haven't experienced something, you know, I just can't believe that. I just can't believe you have something up your sleeve. I can't trust you. I can't trust you because you're doing something that I ain't never seen before. I really do believe that. But we are to love one another. John chapter 14 and 16 says this right here. I want to show you how you know that you have love. Now, maybe you've seen this before. I don't know if you have. I'm going to show you how you know you have love. Jesus says this, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that you may abide with you forever. Don't you realize that when you receive Jesus Christ into your life, don't you realize the first gift that you received was love? The first gift that you received was love. And I'm really hitting on this point right here because We all are one into the body of Christ. Because we all are one, this is what we are commanded to do, is to love one another. Because we all are God's creation. Jesus Christ died for every single man. Now, there is not one man or one woman that was not already a sinner at first. So that means that you were not friends with God. That means that you did not love God because you were in sin, born of sin, and you were sent. You was a sinner in this world. Until you receive, or until you believe, or until you trusted in God, that means you received his love. That means you received this comforter. And the first thing that the comforter did was show you love, was to love you, you know, in a place to where you can know how to love one another. That was the first gift, which is the new
Amen.
Commandment that Jesus
Amen.
Christ told for us to do.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
I know you want to get a little bit of that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, when we're talking about, you know, we are one. We definitely are one in the body of Christ. Amen. And what I want to do is I want to go to the beginning, because it started in the beginning in the book of Genesis.
Yeah.
When God created man, amen, and see, God has created the animals, and you know, it was something for everything on the earth but for Adam. So the Bible says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, and the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. So when we're talking about we are one, even in the beginning, we are one woman and man, because God took the rib of man. If we look at scripture, the verse 21, I'm still in Genesis chapter 2, verse 21, you all, and 20 through 23, the Bible says, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in his place. Verse 22 says, then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And verse 23 says, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. So even in the beginning, we're talking about we're one body. We come, I mean, my husband's talking about the universe, I'm sorry, what are you saying? Divine oneness, because we were created out of man, woman out of man. So understanding that man gives life to woman and woman gives life to the world. So each role carries exclusive privileges. There is no room for thinking that one sex is superior to the other. So when we're talking about the body of Christ, you all, and I'll go over now, and I just wanted to kind of reference that in a bit so we can see that we were made, hallelujah. Woman wasn't made by herself. She was taken from the bone of the man, from the rib of the man, and he created woman, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. So in the beginning, we were one. Hallelujah. We were one. It was something that God took from man to create woman so woman can birth the world. Okay? So we thank God. Hallelujah. So, and I start there. So now we can go here. So when Jesus came, hallelujah, because there was a fall of man, which was Adam, and then Jesus was the second Adam who came to save the world. Amen. So when we look at the body of Christ in the book of Corinthians, chapter 12, you all, we went over that this morning in prayer. So we're going to go over it again now and understand the unity and the diversity in one body. It doesn't matter if you're black, Hispanic, if you're Asian, or you're African, or wherever you are in the world, we are one body, and the body functions. Yes. We're one body, but we have different members to function. The hands function. You know, we need our hands, we need our feet, we need our eyes, we need our mouth, we need our ears, and they all have their own function, which is very important so that the body can be effective in the work. Amen. So when we look in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, you all, verse 12 through 20, 26, we read it this morning in our intercessory prayer. We have a scripture each morning, and understanding that we're all important in the body of Christ. The Bible says, so as the body is one, it has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ.
Yeah.
Verse 13 says, for by one spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Like my husband said, we were once all sinners, hallelujah, but when we received Christ, we received change, and we became one of the body. So the Bible says, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have or been made to drink into one spirit. The Bible says in verse 14, for in fact the body is not one member but many. Amen. So if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? That's a question. Verse 16 says, and if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? That's a question. Verse 17 says, if the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? That is a question. If the whole were hearing, hallelujah, where would be, hallelujah, the eye? So where would be the hearing? If there were hearing, what would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased. Verse 19 says, and if they were all one member, they would be, hallelujah, they would be body. I'm sorry, let me go back. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? Amen? That is the question. But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. Verse 21 says, and the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, have no need of you. Verse 22 says, now much rather those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary, and those members of the body which we think to be less, that we seem to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor, and on our unpresentable parts have great modesty. But our presentable parts have no need. But God composed, hallelujah, God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it. Verse 25 said that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. Verse 26 here, he says, and if one member suffers, then all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. So what is the Bible saying here as we are speaking tonight? That we are one, and we all need each other to function effectively in the body of Christ. We all have a part to do, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. And most of all, operating in love, amen? As my husband is talking about, operating in love and being at unity and coming together in love and operating effectively in the body of Christ, and not allow anything else to get into the body, to cause the cancer, to eat away at the body of Christ. Nothing but love, and operating in true love, which is the love of Christ Jesus. Like my husband said, he has commanded us to love one another. That is a commandment, that we love one another. But here Apostle Paul is telling us, as he compares the body of Christ to a human body, each part has a specific function, you all, that is very necessary to the body as a whole. Right. I don't know if you ever had a problem with your foot. It'll cause your head to hurt. It'll cause you to feel sick and laid out. It was just my foot hurt, and it didn't affect your whole body. How you feel? You didn't feel good all over just because that foot was bothering you. You ever had a headache? It caused you to, your whole body to lay down? Cause you know to lay the whole body. Now you didn't just go around just trying to lay your head down, but it affected the whole body. This is the same thing, because we are the body of Christ, amen. So we have to understand that everybody has their own specific function that is necessary to the body as a whole. So the parts are different for a purpose, you all, and in the difference that we must work together. Can you imagine just having four legs, two heads? I mean, come on, how are we gonna function? How are we gonna balance like that? So Christians must avoid two common errors, you all. Being too proud of their abilities, or thinking that they have nothing to give to the body of believers. Instead of comparing ourselves to one another, we should use our different gifts together to spread the good news of salvation. That's what we're called to do. See, the church is composed of many types of people, you all, from a variety of backgrounds and with a multitude of gifts and abilities. It is easy for these differences to divide people, you all. So that's what the case here in Corinth, you all. And we talked about this morning, but despite the differences, all believers have one thing in common: faith in Christ. Faith in Christ. So on this essential truth, you all, the church finds, hallelujah, unity, because we have one thing in common, you know, one thing here, which is faith in Christ. So all believers are baptized by one Holy Spirit into one body, amen, into one body of believers, which is the church. We don't lose our individual identities, you all, but we have a overriding oneness in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, because we are. in the body of Christ. Excuse me. So when a person becomes a Christian, when you became a Christian, the Holy Spirit takes residence in you. It takes residence in us, and he or she is born into God's family. So we have all been made to drink into one spirit, which means you are the same as the Holy Spirit completely fills us in our inner men and the innermost beings of us. So as members of God's family, we may have different interests and gifts, but we have a common goal. Amen. You all, we are, have been commanded to love one another, and we should do this day in and day out. Amen. Giving God all praise, glory, and honor tonight. Amen. And hallelujah. That we are one. We are one. We are one. So you are using this analogy here of the body. Paul, Apostle Paul, emphasizes the importance of each church member. So if a seemingly insignificant part is taken away, you are, the whole body becomes less effective. If your eye, if you lose your sight, mm-hmm. you lose your eye. You're mm-hmm. not as effective if you had both. If you had both eyes, sight in both eyes. If you lose your hearing, you're not as effective. If you lose your arms or your limbs, you're not as effective. So the whole body is mm-hmm. important to the work of Christ. So thinking that your gifts is more important than someone else's is an expression of spiritual pride. We talked about this morning. We should not look down on those who seem unimportant, and we should not be jealous of others who have impressive gifts. Instead, we should use the gifts we have been given you all and encourage others to use theirs. So if we don't, the body of believers will be less effective. So it's important, you all, that we understand we are one and we need each other. It was from the beginning of time in the book of Genesis that God made us one, that God brought man together. Remember this, he took the bone from man, hallelujah, that gave birth to woman, and woman gave birth to the world. So we are one. Amen.
Amen. So look here, you know, we're not just one, and I'm glad that you showed us this here, Pastor. You know, we have something to do, not just, you know,
amen.
Okay, I'm going to love you and just stop right there. No, it's something for us to do. See, we just can't just be sitting here just preaching to the believers. Yeah, I'm not going to be that one that's in the body of Christ, and I'm only going to preach to the choir. I'm only going to go over here and give to the ones that love me. I'm only going to do for the ones that love me. No, there's a challenge for you. The challenge for you is to transfer spirit. You have the Holy Spirit that's on the inside. Now, this is why that all creations are connected. It's because the love of God is for you to come into agreement. Now, I'm not saying agreeing with the enemy, but it's for you to come to agreement with believers to reach those ones that don't love you, that don't like you, that hate you, so the love you will transfer inside of them, not by your own will, but by the will of God, because the Holy Spirit, which is the Comforter, is love. It is love.
Yeah.
And I want to show you this right here before we run out a little time. I want to show you this right here in Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3, here it is. It's Peter and John. They was approaching the gate of beautiful, a gate of beautiful, and here was a lame man that was, he was there begging. He was there begging, you know, for money, and everybody that was inside of this temple, you know, they knew him. You know, he was lame from birth. He was lame from birth. So here it is, this Peter and John, they're approaching this gate, and here it is, this lame man. Let me read this here. Acts chapter 3, I'm going to start right here at verses 4. It says, Peter and John looking at him intensely. So they see him here. Looking at him intensely, and Peter said, look at us. And then the lame man said how he looked at them eagerly, expecting some money. Now, I'm reading this out of the New Living Translation. That's what I'm reading this out of, the New Living Translation. So now, here it is. You know, this lame man, he was looking at them, and he was expecting something from them. He was expecting some money from them. And 6 says, but Peter said, I don't have any silver or gold for you, but what I give you is what I do have. And listen what Peter said. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk. Then Peter took the lame man by the right hand and helped him up, and he did also, and the man's feet and his ankle were immediately healed. So now look at here now. We are all one in the body of Christ. Now it's something for you to do. Now, Peter and James, you know, they were on one accord. They both, you know, had the Holy Spirit. And remember when I was told, you know, over here, you know, God, you know, he told us, you know, that anything that we ask, you know, that he will do. He says also in the Bible that when two or three are gathered together, he's right there in the midst of it all. So there was a transfer of spirit. And he said it in the name of Jesus. He said, get up and walk. Not in my name, not in Peter, or not in John's name, but say in the name of Jesus. See, they realized that, that we are all one in the body of Christ. And this man right now that's asking for money, but what it is I'm going to give you is something that's better than money. And that's for us to do the same thing. They gave him love. Because what it was transferred was the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit transferred, then he received love. And because God that's on the inside of Peter and John loved him so much, the one that was there begging, it says how he gained strength in his ankles and strength in his feet. He'd been lame his whole life, and the paragraph from birth. And then he said how he leaped up and how he was praising God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This
Amen.
Is the mission. This is your mission
Amen.
From God to do this right here.
Amen.
This is your mission. And we thank God.
Amen.
We are all one in the Amen. Body of Christ. And let
Amen.
Us do the work of God all the days of our life.
Amen.
Amen.
We are all needed. Remember, you are just important to the body of Christ.
Yes.
As your pastor, as the prophet, as the apostle, as the evangelist, as the minister, as the teacher, you are is just important to the body
yes.
of Christ. We are all called to minister to you one another. So when you receive the word, you deliver the word to someone else. You give the word to someone else when you go out to encourage,
right.
to help, and bring them in. If an unbeliever may ask, how can I be saved by your testimony? And the believer will be steadfast in their faith. Amen. So we are a part
Amen.
Of God's body. Amen. God bless everyone at this time. We're going to open up the doors of the church, and there'll be one tonight.
Yes, there might be one. There might be one that's looking to receive this love that we're talking about, that's looking to receive this Holy Spirit, that's looking to receive the Spirit of God. That may be you tonight. That may be you. Just press one, and we'll help you to pray this prayer of salvation. Some while you still have time, while the fire is burning, and love is here for you. There's maybe even one that maybe have some type of a sickness or something, you know, that's been plaguing their body for some time. Let us pray for you. Let us pray for you. Let us come into agreement. This is the will of God for us. This is what God wants us to do. He wants us to pray for you, just like Peter. He extended out his hand and touched and extended his hand and helped them up. They touched. They physically touched. Let us come into agreement when touching and agreeing with you. Not our spirit, but God's spirit.
Yes, Lord.
That's maybe even one that may be looking for a church home. Me and Pastor Tawanika, we would love to be your pastor. And as a result of us loving to be your pastor, we ain't going to do nothing but just love on you anyhow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just like God
Hallelujah.
Had commanded us to do. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
There might be one. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God. God bless everyone here in service on tonight. May God continue to strengthen you. May God continue to guide you. May peace be your portion. Receive it in the name of Jesus
yes.
Christ of Nazareth. It is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, we'll receive our tithes and offering. Some of you have already sent over your tithes and offering. Amen. We're going to pray over those tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. And those who have sent over offering tithes, you send those over to Pastor Chantel. Eventually, we'll get zeal, but right now we will cash out, and that's Pastor Chantel, Chantell, or you can give us a call at 346-719-3349 for another method of sending of your tithes and offering. Let us pray you. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we're able to sow and pay our tithes on today. So you have blessed us
yes,
to be
Lord.
A blessing, and we thank you. You are the giver of all the good things, and your word
thank
makes clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Just as you multiply, hallelujah, the offering of fish and the loaves that were freely given for others. Oh, God, we pray that you would multiply these, our offerings and our tithes to you, and accomplish what they are to do, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, more than we could ever ask or imagine. We give freely and not from compulsion, for there is nothing we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, that you've given to us, and of the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. All we have is yours. And, Father, we thank you, and we ask that you will use us, hallelujah, in all we have as your will. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, all that it gives to the name, let there be no lack in your giving, Father God. Multiply, Lord God, and what they have given it more, hallelujah, sevenfold. Send them, receive the seven blessings of a titan. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. God bless the giver and those that purpose their heart to give on tonight. We pray that God will restore, hallelujah, your finances and your stewardship to his kingdom. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. At this time, we're going to have our announcements, and I'll be delivering those announcements on tonight. You all, we're still in our 40 days of agreement of prayer and fasting for some of us. We started on January 1st, and we'll wrap up here on February the 9th. And those that started late, there'll be an extra 4 days, so February 13th for those who started on that Monday and not the 1st. Amen. And so we're also on Tuesdays, our second Tuesdays once a month. Of each month, we have our restoration service at 10 a.m. here at the same number that we have church service, 845-277-9213, which is our church line. Amen. Wednesday night is our Bible study at 7 p.m. Thursday is midweek service. And Sunday, you all, is our Sunday service at 2 p.m. And then we have the shout at 12 noon, hosted by me, Pastor Tawanika Manning. Amen. And then we won't start going back out until about April. We're going to have March, but April, for sure, we'll be back out as the gospel public ministry that we are, to go out and minister in the street to feed the homeless and to give those to those that are in need. Amen. And I believe that's all we have for right now. We won't start our discipleship classes until around April, you all. And so I can't even talk tonight. Sorry, you all. All new members will be attending that class, and then you will receive your membership, your certificate of membership with us. Amen. So, again, I thank God for everyone on tonight. Thank God for my husband. Thank God for everyone that tuned in tonight to receive the word of God. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Amen. Amen. We bless you all to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around you and about you every day of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people in a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be a valuable and be useful, amen. And we bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth right now in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, we hope everyone was able to receive a little bit of something. If you don't remember anything, remember that we all are one. And because you have the Holy Spirit in you, you have love in you, you know, just allow the love in you to love others. Amen. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you that which is well and pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. We love you. God loves you more. Jesus Christ is
amen.
Lord.
God amen.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear her say,
me.
One time.
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.